Before we start, we want to give our January Dive Studios patron shoutouts to Sherish and Muganathan, Youngkyung Kim, Malia Amir, and Megan Fagenbush. Thank you guys so much. All right. Woo!
Okay, guys, welcome back to another episode of Get Real, hosted by me, Ashley.
Me, BM from Card.
And me, Peniel of B2B.
Woo! All right. And today we have our guest, Junie, back in the house.
Woo-hoo! Yes, sir!
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So if you guys don't know, Get Real…
It's a new week, guys.
So if you guys don't know, Get Real is a podcast where we get honest about the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspective. And today is exciting because we're talking about first.
Ashley got hella excited. She was like, I'm doing this one.
Yeah. I don't care. You can start whichever one, but I got this one.
Yeah.
First anything, you know, whether we've ever done or, you know, the first time trying something.
What?
I feel like you got some things in mind right now.
No,
like,
I don't.
What?
I don't. Okay?
What did you just say?
I don't even know. Okay.
Our first, like,
cancel.
First time, like, trying or, like, you
Beep.
Know, like, our first
okay.
time.
All right. So, yeah. Whether the first time was a success or a fail, you know, talking about all of our firsts. This is actually inspired by the popular YouTube format. So we're going to explore all of our big first times together.
Exploration.
What's the YouTube format?
Like video. All I think right. a lot of people
oh,
do this
really?
Video.
All
yeah.
right.
Oh.
Guys, remember to follow us on our socials at The Dive Studios.
Mm-hmm.
You can also leave a comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepods. And make sure to subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And leave a 5-star review.
500 stars.
Or 500.
All right. So first…
First, why are you so first. Giggly? Like, yeah, what do you have in mind?
Why
for, like,
did you want to talk about this so badly?
Look, I never seen you smile this big before.
Yeah.
Like, she's got something in mind.
No, I don't. Anyways.
There has to be a reason you were like, I want to do first.
Well, because the other ones were hard, okay?
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the only reason?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we gonna find out.
Kind of continuing on from last week's topic, which was about 20s. I feel like we've done a lot of… things for the first time in our 20s,
like
right?
What?
Like what?
Like driving and like…
You drove for the first time in your 20s?
I don't even drive.
Oh.
I don't have my license. But for you guys, maybe. You know?
I drove when I was 16.
Yeah, I started driving when I was
16. 16?
Yeah, 16 I got my license.
Wow.
That's the,
I drove a bit late. Like
the, you, oh, yeah. you drive too?
Yeah, but like 21.
You have your license?
Yeah, but not in Korea.
Oh. Hmm.
I got my license in Korea.
Do you, Matthew?
Damn. Nah, I'm about to go get that next week.
Okay.
Cool.
I need to learn to drive for real. It's scary.
It is. Well, it continue, is. Ashley. What first do you want to talk about?
Like driving and…
Who was your first love, guys?
Now Ashley's getting giggly.
Okay.
Shoot, I had my first love when I was 16.
I had my first love.
Yeah. But the first time being in love, I think I was like 12.
That's really early.
Yeah, sixth grade.
With who?
How do you know?
I told you guys, didn't I? The girl that I did when I was Chunky Monkey, she was dating my best friend.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was just a crush.
Well, I was like… Yeah, I mean, a strong crush, but I don't know. It was very close to love, though. Like, couldn't get it off of my mind, you know?
Uh-huh.
I was just like, damn, like, I need her to be mine, but I can't do that to my best friend.
I don't know if I've had my first love yet.
Dang.
So,
I don't know. What, how do you know if you're in love?
You just
like,
know.
Yeah. It's
okay.
Just
well,
feeling.
Then I guess I haven't had my first love.
Wait. Does that mean? Does that mean you've never told your girlfriend that you love them?
No,
I have.
Definitely did.
I feel like that means you love.
But he might not take it that seriously. Like,
oh, you know, like
the. I mean, no. That's not.
I
what
love
I mean.
You, kind of.
Like, I love you, like. Yeah.
Just a little bit.
No, but it's like, I don't know. I feel like when you're like in high school and everything, like you just throw that word around so easily.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
True, true.
You're like, okay, like, bye, I love you, goodbye. Mm.
Mm. But what about the relationships you were in after high school?
Yeah, I don't think I have.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't know if I have, but you said you just know, so, but I don't think I know, so I'm just assuming that I haven't.
All right, any ladies out there that's ready to show Peniel what love is, get on his Instagram and, you know, slide into his DMs one time. He's
Please
looking for
love.
Please
do not slide into my DMs.
He's looking for love.
What about you, Juni? When was your first love?
16, yeah, probably.
Your first girlfriend?
Not my first girlfriend, but like a serious relationship.
Yeah. At 15?
16.
Oh, 16?
Yeah.
When did you have your first girlfriend?
Oh, no. He said like first serious relationship.
But like,
I had my first serious relationship at 15.
Yeah, you know, in high school.
For 6 years.
Yeah, that's like when your hormones really start.
It's for 2 years.
Yeah.
So I was with her for I think like two or three years. And then…
When did you guys have your first kiss? Shoot, I was 12.
Oh, my first kiss was kind of cute.
Yeah?
Yeah.
My first kiss was kind of dirty.
Well, we're talking about like…
Wait, like kiss like a… Like a
Not
peck,
like a peck. Like
straight
like
up.
Yo, this is so
I did not
nuts. He took it there.
That.
He took it there.
Feel. directly
Is this actually going in? Okay.
Yeah, so first kiss like mwah or like a
real kiss.
Like a makeout
like a deep kiss.
It wasn't with my girlfriend, but I think I was 12 and 13 or 13 at the time. And like it was a girl I knew and her friend. And it was me and my friend. We went to the movies, right? And then like it was… I think it was all of our first times making out. So like… like it was him and his… And the other friend that was a girl. And then me and then my friend that was a girl. And we were just like… During the movies, we're just watching a movie. And then like 20 minutes into the movie, we're like eating each other's faces. And, like it's a completely new thing. I've never made out before in my life. I only saw it on TV and like only had imaginations of it in my head, right? The first 20 minutes, we're eating our faces and the rest of the movie, we didn't even watch the movie. We were just making it. It was like a new world for me.
What movie did you guys go watch?
Shoot, I don't even remember. I didn't even watch it. We weren't even watching it.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. It was wild, dude. Like, we were just like… I would take a break for a second. I'd look over and like they're eating each other's faces. I'm just like, damn. Like, damn. Making out is tight.
Damn. What grade are you in if you're 12?
If you're in
sixth grade. No, I mean
sixth
like…
Sixth grade, right?
No. Sixth grade is… Oh, when you're 12.
Yeah, when you're 12 years old.
Sixth grade is 12, right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
So I was probably 12 or 13 then.
Okay, yeah. Same as me then.
Yeah. But it's a funny story for me. It was because…
Let's hear it.
We were on a field trip. You know, field trips, right?
Oh, snap.
On the bus.
It was at the field trip.
You know, buses, you know.
Bus.
You gotta be in the back. So it was my buddy. He had his own… You know, he had his girlfriend. My girlfriend. And then, you know, I see them doing their thing, you know, and my hormones start kicking in.
Yep.
And I'm curious.
Uh-huh. And why?
She's like shocked right now.
How'd you instigate it?
Huh?
Like, how'd you like get it to that point?
We're kids, right? I don't know. So I'm just like, you wanna try what the… Yo, but no, it doesn't end there, man. Like, okay, so…
It looks fun. Do you wanna see?
Yeah, exactly.
Look what they're doing.
But then I totally get what he's saying because it's like a new world.
It's
crazy, right? Oh, and then you just… Yeah. And then the teacher comes up.
Oh,
back of the bus.
Snap.
Everyone starts going quiet. And then he just comes up. And I'm like… And we just freeze like this.
Dang. And then, got caught.
Yeah. And then he goes… And he's like… What are you guys doing? Right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like… Well, they did it first.
You ratted them out.
Yeah. The whole bus just started laughing. Like mad laughing, right? And then everyone started making fun of me about that. Like the whole year. Yeah.
That's cute.
When was your first time?
Mine was really late. I had my first kiss in sophomore year of high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because before then, I had boyfriends, but I was… They called me prude. I was too prude to do anything.
Prude.
So, I was really shy. So, they tried to make out with me, but I was always like… I just had my mouth shut. No, for real. I didn't know how to kiss.
You're
I was
imagining
so scared.
It right now.
Yeah.
No,
because she was like… I was like… she like… shut her lips real tight.
So yeah, even though I had boyfriends in junior high school, whatever. It was always just like a peck. And then in sophomore year, I had my first real boyfriend. Uh-huh. And the first kiss was at like a train station, but it was like snowy.
Oh,
it was snowy and it was just white everywhere. But
that's
it was
cute.
Cold. It was also cold.
Uh-huh.
And
in New York.
Mm-hmm, he dropped me off. He was trying to drop me off home. So I had a train station near my house. So we went there and then we just… Yeah.
That's a movie.
Kissed.
We just kissed?
Yeah.
Who instigated it? Was it you?
Of course he did.
Oh, okay, okay, okay. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Of course. It's obvious.
When you're that young. When you're that young.
Of course he did.
I don't know, because some girls are very forward about that. Mm-hmm. Kind.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just wasn't.
I remember who it was with, but I don't remember when.
Dang. So both of you guys were bad.
Yeah, it wasn't
the best. I think
ours
were pretty good, huh?
Pretty good, man. Back of the bus.
Yeah, in the movies. Yeah. That was a new world.
I don't remember like… when it was or where it was. I know like the general like time period, but I don't know. When.
Mm. Okay.
Oh man.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Daniel doesn't remember his first love. He doesn't remember his first kiss.
I don't think I had a first love. If I had a first love, wouldn't I remember it?
I guess. Don't they say you can never forget your first love?
Yeah, they do say that. Yeah.
So I guess Daniel didn't have his first love yet.
Yeah. It's because I love everybody.
Oh, man. Okay, then let's go back to the first thing you do when you wake up in the morning.
Ah.
Okay. Well, how to go from first love to first thing you do when you wake up?
Well, we can't
go beyond
that.
I open my eyes.
Open my eyes.
Because I have like a very strict morning routine.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well then start us off. What is your routine?
Well, I wake up and then I stretch my back in bed.
How you stretch your back?
You lay down and you like…
Oh, like you're like… Right, right. Okay,
that's healthy.
And then you do the child's pose. And then I get up. I brush my teeth right away. Well, before that I check my phone to see if I got any messages.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go brush my teeth and then I'll have a cup of water.
Mm-hmm.
And then… Yeah.
Very healthy.
Like the only cup of water you drink the entire day.
No. But I just make sure to have a full glass of water in the morning.
To get your system running.
System,
yeah. Yeah.
No, I heard… I don't know. I heard this a long time ago, so it might not be true. But I heard if you drink cold water in the morning…
Mm-hmm.
It like makes sure like…
It speeds up your metabolism.
Make sure like intestines or something like shrink in the morning. So then you poo like better in the morning.
Oh.
Really?
I'm about to do that.
I don't know if it's true.
I rarely drink cold water.
Yeah, I barely drink cold water.
It's always
I thought cold water wasn't good for you.
Yeah.
But I did hear that in the morning it's good to have a cup of cold water, but it's cold.
Do you guys know about the hot water? Like if you drink hot water a lot or like constantly, it warms up your intestines.
Yeah.
And then you don't get like, you know, like… Your skin gets thinner.
Oh,
Your skin gets thinner?
Yeah,
you know, isn't that bad?
No, like… Like, you know, the layer of like, you know, like if you pull. What's pull?
There's
English,
when you bloat?
Bloat. There's a layer of water between your skin and your muscles.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
So that like thins.
Oh. Yeah. I love drinking hot water.
Maybe that's why you never pull so.
Yeah. I get bloated.
I get bloated.
I don't think I bloat a lot.
Yeah, I don't think you bloat.
But I don't drink a lot of hot water.
You just hot inside.
Psst, oh, I feel it.
Do you guys have like a specific morning routine?
I wake up, check my phone. That's it.
Yeah, wake up, check my phone. Hop in the shower.
Yeah.
Eat breakfast.
Do you eat and then brush your teeth, or brush your teeth and then eat?
I eat and then brush my teeth because I don't want my food to taste like…
Yeah, but that's bad for you apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I did hear… Or I mean, isn't it like 30 minutes or something? Like
yeah, something like
eat,
that. Yeah.
Why?
It's like… Supposedly like the acids or something like from the food or like… I don't know. Like
so like when you wake up, like you have something in your mouth.
Yeah, because think about it. You slept and you probably have morning breath and there's all this bacteria.
And then you're eating the food with it. But then if you brush your teeth and eat, you're eating with a clean palate, right?
Okay, sure. I'm going to have to switch on my routine then.
Yeah, because even before I drink water, I have to brush my teeth because it feels icky.
Like that, or like at least like use like mouthwash.
Mm-hmm.
At least.
Dang, okay.
I brush and… Or what's it called? I I do a delivery mm-hmm. and then I brush. And then by the time the delivery food comes…
It's out of your mouth.
The most scheduled yeah. man.
No, but also, yeah, because the taste is out of your mouth by then.
Do you guys always have to eat breakfast in the morning?
No.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, I used to.
I used to as well, but not anymore.
Yeah, in high school I didn't. And then like trainee, like debut, like for a while, like breakfast wasn't that important. But mm-hmm. then after I like started thinking about my health more… Mm. I used to start eating breakfast like every morning. Mm-hmm. But then, I don't know, these days… I wake up and I don't really eat anything until like I feel hungry.
Right.
And then I'll like order something to eat.
Then what time do you guys go work out?
I can't work out now.
Well, not right now, but like when you…
Normally, I like going to the gym on an empty stomach just because right. like… I feel more ripped after.
Mm-hmm. So you usually go in the morning.
I usually go in the morning.
On an empty stomach.
Yeah,
and you do like a full strength workout?
Hell yeah.
Really?
It doesn't faze me like other people say. Like
no,
people
yeah.
are like, oh, I don't have energy if I don't eat. And I'm just like, oh no, I feel fine. It might be because like I adapt to it too though.
Yeah. yeah.
Maybe, yeah.
Wow.
I'll usually have like a… What do you call it? Like a morning shake that I make.
Mm-hmm.
Usually that or I'll have like a sandwich maybe.
Oh.
Like just some carbs to like
right.
get me started.
Mm.
And then I'll usually work out and then come back. And then if I didn't have the shake then, I'll make like that shake. And then put like protein powder in there.
Oh.
Otherwise I'll just come home and just make like protein powder with like water or something.
Anyways. Yeah. What's the first K-pop song you guys heard?
I'm but sorry. I don't remember this either.
Where does it start? Like where does K-pop start?
Like the first Korean song you heard.
Korean
first
song.
K-pop song you heard. You guys like probably won't even artist. Know.
I remember.
You guys
you
probably,
do?
Yeah.
I remember mine, but I don't think you guys will know it.
Who?
Clones. Whoa.
Oh, yeah.
You guys know that?
The fact that I know
that's
that.
Cool. Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh,
yeah.
난 쿨.
Cool?
Cool, yeah.
I didn't know like until recently, mm-hmm. but… My mom used to play Cool a lot.
Dude, the songs are so good, man.
Yeah.
My mom used to play a lot of that too.
Yeah.
And like Kim Gunmo.
Yeah.
And all of that good stuff.
he's
like trying to think. Like, I gotta say something.
I think my sister listened to K-pop a little bit.
Because
I remember I had a clone CD.
Oh.
Mm. And then I remember buying her… A Drunken Tiger album.
Ooh.
So I know she listened to like some K-pop. So I'm pretty sure I probably heard like a little bit from her. And I remember we used to watch like the VHS tapes of like all the variety shows. So I'm sure I heard something on there.
Dang.
But you don't remember.
But I don't remember.
When did you guys first get interested in K-pop?
After… Pinker? Yeah.
Mm. What about you?
For me, I think Big Bang. Maybe?
Big Bang?
Yeah. Big Bang. Oh,
that's
okay.
for a lot of people. What about you?
I was never like super into K-pop.
Mm-hmm.
I used to listen to rock. And then they didn't really like have rock.
Uh-huh.
Mm. And then I think, yeah, but like around like middle school to like high school, I kind of just started hanging out with my church friends more. And they were all like Korean people. And they were listening to a lot of K-pop. So I just got a lot of K-pop songs from them. But I don't know if I was like ever like… Oh like… I like this artist. I like this. Like I don't know if I was ever like super into it.
Mm.
But I remember I did like Big Bang. I think I like 2 p.m.
Mm.
Okay.
No wonder you went to JYP.
Oh, I didn't know they were under JYP.
Oh.
I didn't know who JYP like housed.
Oh,
when I went to audition.
It.
Yeah, my friend just went and I was like, all right, cool. Like, I'm gonna follow along.
Oh, wow.
And then I saw the posters and I was like, hey, isn't that the group that I listen to? Yeah.
How about you, Matthew? Do you remember?
I was… When I was super heavy in hip-hop and like just rap… My… one of my really close friends… Me and him were like the only Koreans at our school. And we were driving one time and then… He put on Lee Sang.
Mm-hmm.
Ah.
And I was like… Oh, who is this? He's like, yo, these are the Korean rappers. I was like, Koreans rap? Like this? Dang. He was putting on Lee Sang and Drunken Tiger.
Ooh.
So I was like, oh, okay. Korean rap is dope. That's when I first started getting interested and like downloaded my first Korean music.
Mm.
But when I really started getting interested was Taeyang. Taeyang Sunbin님 Wedding Dress. Because everyone was talking about
it.
Even all the white boys, they were like, yo, really? Taeyang, Taeyang.
The haircut.
You the Korean Taeyang, bro. Taeyang out of LA. What's up, bro? Like, that was like my nickname at
if
one time.
If you're an Asian dude, you're like Taeyang.
Really?
They call you Taeyang.
I was already in Korea by then, so.
Oh, right.
Yeah. All my other ethnic friends were all like telling me, oh, that's that Taeyang. Oh,
yeah.
Taeyang.
Like, yeah, Taeyang, pretty tight, huh?
Taeyang.
Yeah. And then, after Taeyang was more famous than Big Bang before, like back in the day, like when Wedding Dress came out, was big, man. People knew the name Taeyang before they knew Big Bang.
What? Oh, your friends probably knew it because you guys were all dancers, and then Sean Everest.
Oh yeah.
That's probably why all your friends knew.
That's right. But that was a huge year for That was big. That was a smart move. You know. Getting the choreography from them. Anyways, and then when I started really like digging into K-pop, what made me want to do it was Jay Park.
Mm.
I saw him live one time. I was like, oh snap, I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
I want to be that guy.
Yeah.
And that's why you started working out too?
No, I had been working out.
Oh, you've been working out by then?
Yeah.
Okay.
But like when I saw like all the girls like swooning over him, just like… Uh-huh. You know, like, I'm just like, damn. Like,
oh, I want to be that guy.
Yeah, I want to be that guy. I want to make people do that over me.
I remember I was a pretty big Jay Park fan when I like first debuted too.
Yeah.
Because he was like one of the artists I could kind of relate to. Like, came from America and everything.
Yeah. He had that story.
So I was like, oh, okay. But
Do you play any instruments?
Yeah, I play guitar.
Did you ever have to perform guitar in front of an audience?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
In high school, I think. Yeah.
Lucky.
Oh. Yeah.
Guitar is also very sexy.
Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah. It's not
acoustic
bad.
Guitar?
Acoustic, yeah. But yeah, you can play any… If you play acoustic, you can play like electric. You know the chords and stuff. But I played in high school at like a talent concert thing.
Ooh. Did you do well? Do you remember how you did?
I think I won that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh, first place?
Yeah.
What?
When did you first realize that you have a talent vocally, like a vocal talent?
Grade like one.
Grade what? One?
Elementary, like first grade.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because like in elementary, you have a choir class in my school.
Yeah.
Choir class, right? And then
Don't they only teach you like Do-Re-Mi?
And then you sing songs, like especially like Christmas concerts in elementary school. You have to sing like a Christmas song.
Did you have a solo?
Yeah.
Oh.
So that's when I realized.
Yeah. He was doing them ad libs with the.
Everyone's just like, silent.
Yeah.
He's like, silent.
It's partially true because of my brother. Everything relates to my brothers. It's like. Mm. All my friends, like, they don't have siblings that are old as mine.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all used to… They're like… They're just kids, right? Mm-hmm. But then I'm so influenced by my brothers that as a little kid, I'm listening to what they're listening to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they're listening to like Brian McKnight.
Yeah.
Like for me to sing like Do-Re-Mi, it's like different now.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So it's like… I'm like imitating…
Yeah.
He's doing runs. And
I'm like Do-Re-Mi. I'm not doing it properly, but I'm like imitating it.
Yeah.
So like it looks like I'm singing well.
But at that age, even imitating that dang.
Yeah, it's like, And then, the teacher was like, hey, Junior, come forward. Like, he's like, you're going to do the solo for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I'm like shaking.
Had a little
I'm like,
shiny
doing
nose.
This. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was my first ever… performing in front of people.
You weren't nervous?
I was like shaking like this.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
that's
then.
Early. That's very early. Mm. That's good. You discovered your talent very early.
I don't even remember first grade.
No, I don't remember it either. I just remember that.
Mm.
Yeah. Okay. I just remember like those little parts.
Dang. I mean, we had a lot of church skits and plays that we did in Sunday school and even youth group. But I think the first major performance that I did was in sixth grade after Ihyori's 10 Minute came out. Mm-hmm. So since I loved Ihyori so much, I decided to dance to her song at my mom's company's end of the year. end of the year party.
Dang.
So she worked at a pretty big restaurant where they also hold parties for weddings and first birthdays and stuff like that.
Right.
All of the workers gathered together in this huge, what is it called? 연회장 kind of thing? What is that? Like a party room, right?
Okay.
And I wore my jazz like leotards. And I had to dance to 10 minutes. But literally like 15 minutes before going up, I ran to the bathroom and I told my mom I couldn't do it. I was like, I don't think I could do
nervous?
It.
Are you nervous?
And she was like one of those stage moms. She was like, you have to do it. We already prepared the stage for you. I told everyone you have to do it. I told everyone you're going to do it.
I told everyone how good you are at dancing already.
How are you going to go through life with this mentality?
So I literally went up and it was the worst ever. Because I was dancing. I was doing the choreo, but I was looking down the entire time.
Oh,
and if it was like… just one, right? I was like, just 1 10 minute. Like my energy, my moves were so small. I was like, just 1 10 minute. The entire song.
Hey, can we make this a gift right now? Like what she just did?
The entire song. And I was so embarrassed. And my mom was just like, she didn't say anything to me after.
Dang.
I was in sixth grade. And then that's when I was like, oh my God, I love dancing so much. But maybe I'm just not meant to be on stage. And I got really sad.
Dang.
And… yeah. But I continued to dance. And I got over it eventually. But for like the first 2 years even, I had stage fright.
Dang. Wow. Yeah. I had stage fright my first couple auditions on K-pop Star.
Oh.
I forgot my lyrics.
That's huge. Wait, was that the first performance you did?
That was the first time I ever did anything vocally.
Because
I was rapping and like freestyling and doing whatever at like parties and whatnot, garages, like turning on speaker. But I never held a mic before in my life.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, you know, nor did I speak Korean.
Right.
So I kept forgetting my lyrics.
Yeah, on K-pop Star?
On the stage, yeah.
So but yeah, that's such a big stage, man.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. I almost
so intimidating. It's so intimidating. Yeah. There must have been so many cameras and the three judges in front of you.
Oh my gosh. Like JYP and YG, like when I was done, they were like, how old are you? I was like 21. They were like, you have no hope for… you have no… like you're too late.
What? They said that?
Like, yeah. I think you're… they were like, I think you're a little bit too late to be on the stage right now. I was like, you're right. You're right.
You're right.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Shut up. Shout out Boa one time though. She actually fought for me to stay on the show.
Aww.
Until I had like a decent a way to have exposure.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Wait. I forgot what I was going to ask. Never mind.
Sorry. Yeah, that was my first experience holding a mic. Nerve-wracking.
Wait, so were those the three celebrities you met for the first time?
Yeah, actually, probably.
Mm. The first celebrities you ever met?
Oh, wow.
No. I met a celebrity before, but it was like really short. I met The Game at a gas station.
Damn.
You know who The Game is? You know who The Game is?
Yeah, dude.
In LA?
Yeah. I was at a gas station one time, right? And I was like going to go pay money at the counter.
Right.
And then The Game just walks in. And I'm still tall at the time, right? But I'm looking at him like this.
He's that tall?
He comes in. He's like… he came in from the bathroom and then he got something and right when he came in and I saw him, I was like, Game? He was like, Sue! I was like,
dang.
And he was like, he gave the key back to the bathroom key back to the dude.
Uh-huh.
He was like, oh my bad, bro. I almost walked out with your shit. I was like, damn.
So
cool. Wait, did you ask him for a photo or anything?
No, I couldn't. I was scared. He used to walk around like the mall I used to go to. He used to go to Champs to get his tees.
Uh-huh.
And some of my friends had pictures with him. He's just throwing up his West Side and like, oh man, The Game is tight. I was like, oh, he was bald then. Like that was like 28-year-old, 27-year-old The Game, I think. He was scary. He probably had a gun on him too at the time.
Was that when he was with like 50 Cent, like doing his thing with 50 Cent?
I think it was around that time.
During that time?
It was around Doctor's Advocate.
Oh, okay.
That was crazy. Man. I used to bump that all the time.
Yo, the game. That's so random though.
He's I know. That was the first my, so that was my random. First celebrity yeah. encounter.
Yeah, who's your first celebrity yeah, well, encounter? Yeah.
Well, I lived in New York and they had a lot of Korean American concerts oh, during nice. Chuseok. So we always had a lot of Korean singers. Mm. And I think the first artist that I ever met was like MC Mong because he had like a fan signing and a concert.
Oh, I think you told me.
And so I went to get my picture signed by him. And then the first person I ever like met face to face and had a picture taken with was Fly to the Sky because they also came to New York one year for Chuseok Festival and I was fangirling so hard because I was a huge Hwanhee fan so he like had his arms around me and I was like shaking and I was like taking my picture like this and I wish I still had the picture because I look like such a huge nerd but I unfortunately don't have it anymore but I remember the way he smelled. And he smelled
what?
Really good.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say smell really bad.
No, he smelled really good. Yeah.
Okay, okay.
And then we're like, I could do a dance for you. Just one time.
Fly to the Sky, it was with
Brian
too. Yeah, Brian is apparently… I'm relatives with him.
What?
Oh, what?
But like, not like close relatives. But
far distant
like,
cousins?
Like distant cousins, yeah. I've never met him, but… That's what my dad told me.
I guess the vocal thing runs in family.
Yeah.
Does he know that you're… Okay?
Probably not.
Hit him up. Be like, hey, what's up, cuz?
He's gonna be like, who is this?
Wait, the celebrity encounters, like, does just going to a concert or like a show count as well?
Anything.
I mean, okay. Yeah. Well,
the first time you saw
both. Yeah. What was like your first like concert and then the first time you actually met like face to face with the celebrity?
My proper concert, I went really late. Like, I didn't go in high school or anything at all. Uh-huh. Like, I remember my first proper concert was Dynamic Duo when they came to
Vancouver. Oh, yeah?
Wow.
That was the best show I've ever seen.
What year was that?
What year was that? Like, 2017?
2017? Oh, that's really recent. Late.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was when they were promoting their latest, like… it was like… I forgot the album name.
Was it…
I think it was the 8th album.
The Bam one?
That's the 7th album. I think it's the 8th album they were promoting.
With 날개뼈.
That's that the 7th album.
Oh, that's the 7th album.
Yeah. The 8th album. It's… Damn, I
actually looking it up right now? No? Oh, you're not? No. Okay,
but anyways, yeah. And then there were like… There were times when I was in… Obviously, when I was at a proper age to go to the club… A lot of Korean artists came at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Because of Show Me the Money, like they did tours.
Yeah.
So, like, small, like, Asian clubs, they would show up and do, like, a few shows.
Mm-hmm. Word.
And then the first one I went to was Palo Alto.
Ooh, yeah. I love Palo Alto, man.
This was crazy for me because when I saw him perform, and then it was, like, surreal because I was super close to him, like, just watching him and, like, just trying to get his hand and stuff. And then I come to Korea. And I got him on a feature. Ooh, that was like the best feeling I ever had. Yeah, that was the best feeling.
Dang. Yeah. That's a come up. Yeah. That's a come up.
Yeah, so I remember that.
Did you tell him? Did you ever tell him like, hey, I was like…
No. I couldn't. Every time I saw him, I only got to see him like twice, I think.
Okay.
But then he was always like, you know, just… He was always a good vibe. The dude is just like good energy.
Yeah.
Doing well, man. We're just taking pictures together. That's it. But I don't have time to be like, hey, I was your fan back in the day. You know what I mean?
True.
I'm trying to keep my cool, but yeah.
Okay.
That's cool.
Yeah. What about you guys?
What? Celebrity?
Yeah.
Huh?
I think Peniel didn't say.
Excuse me. Pay attention.
Oh, no. You did.
I think the first like concert I went to… Do like retreats count?
No.
Okay. Was there someone famous since?
Yeah, because I think, there's like this band called Skrillex. Or not Skrillex.
They came
Skillet,
to a…
Before we go on.
Okay.
Everyone imagine Skrillex at a church retreat.
That's the best thing, man.
I'd pay to see that. Skrillex.
I think they were
a Christian like rock band and they were at a certain retreat. So I don't know if that counts as a concert, but they were there. My first like actual like concert like where I went, it was like because I was into rock. My friends told me about like a Korean rock band named Crying Nut. They like came through to Chicago, so I was like, oh shoot, all right, like I'll go check them out once. So I think that was the first concert I went to.
No.
I'm actually not sure. I think so. And then…
Oh no.
No?
No.
Huh?
Go on.
You sure?
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I don't remember my first celebrity encounter.
Was it in Korea or was it in Chicago?
Myself in the mirror.
Yeah, dude. It was probably Korea. I don't think I met anyone famous in America from what I remember.
Probably when you went to JYP, no? When you met the JYP artists?
It was probably them. It was probably them.
But you guys are from the States. Like, don't you… Maybe it's just a, like a thing that… Like, imagine… Like, what is it? Like, I just thought that you guys would see a lot of celebrities.
Oh, I'm from the suburbs of Chicago. Or, yeah. From, like, the suburbs of
Chicago. I mean, Chicago is, like…
Yeah, but they're usually like in the city then.
Right, I'm
in the suburbs, but so they aren't really…
You're from LA?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're from New York.
Yeah.
So you've never seen a celebrity there? You've probably seen a lot.
Like just in an encounter?
Yeah.
I met the Game once. Besides the Game, I think… Shit, I'm trying to see.
I did see someone in Macy's in New York, but I forgot who it was. It was a famous female singer.
Mm. Yeah.
Wow, that narrows it down so much.
why can't I remember? But
I remember I ran into Jean-Claude Van Damme at the airport.
Wow. These are so random.
Yeah, I mean, you don't see celebrities as often as you would think.
Yeah.
Unless you know, I was a kid, so like, I wouldn't be at like high end places, you know what I mean? But if you kick it at like high end places or like go to designer stores, you might run into a couple. But
yeah.
The Game, that's the closest I was. I was in LA too. We were in like, I wasn't in like you know, a dangerous part of the city, but yeah, I was tight though. Game? What's up? I was like, that's what's up.
Wait, that key thing was hilarious.
He said that out loud though?
Yeah, he said it out loud.
Game?
Yeah, that's what I didn't even say the game. I was just like, I wanted to say like say something where it like made me seem like I know him and like made me seem tight with him. Yeah. So I took out the. I was like, Game?
That's a good move.
In my head, I was just like, that's probably what his homies calling. Yeah. Hey, what's up, Game? You know what I mean? Game? He was like, what's up?
he was probably really used to getting recognized. Huh? He was probably really get used to getting recognized.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because he was like, he kicked it around my city a lot. Yeah, that was so dope.
Okay, I think we have some of our dear listeners with questions on Discord. User Arily MF says, how is it for you when you learn new stuff? Do you get frustrated, leave it, but go back to it after a while? If you go back, what makes you keep going? It happens to me when I try to draw or learn a new language. I refuse to take notes even when I have notebooks.
What?
I think it really depends on what the new stuff is. If it's something I enjoy, then I'm very passionate about it. But if it's something that I'm not really feeling, I just kind of like leave it behind.
Right, yeah. I don't know. For school, you know, you have to learn. Or I don't know. Maybe not every school, but I think most schools you have to learn a second language, right? Mm-hmm. And I remember like, mine was Spanish. Mm. I didn't really like want to learn at the time, like in the beginning. But like after a while, like it got fun. But like in the beginning, how I did it was, the school actually like, taught us this, but it was like you make like three lines, like let's say it's a language, you make three lines on a notebook paper, so it's like divided equally into three, and then you write, I think it was like it was like Spanish, English, Spanish, and then you have to like remember, you like fold it each time, you fold like one side and then you try guessing like what the word is, and you like write it down and then you fold it again. And so yeah. So like the first time it'll just be like the Spanish and English, and then you have to try to remember what the Spanish word is in English.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second time you fold like the left flap, so then it's only the English, and then you have to try to remember what the Spanish word was for it.
Oh, that's a good
and
method.
Then, so it's just like fold right flap and then fold the left flap. But that actually helped me like memorize a lot of words.
Wow. Yeah. Boom. There's a method for you if you're trying to learn a new language.
Yeah.
You know, on your vocabulary.
Learning a new language. I mean, I think watching really helps too. Like watching
dramas.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Watching. you have to actually use it too.
Yeah.
Because for me, when I improved Korean, it was pretty much like you. I had no one around me that could speak English. So it was like a means of survival pretty much. It's like I had to. And then, yeah, it's just like if everyone around you just speaks the language that you're trying to learn, you just…
It's
because you get the… It's not just about the words. It's about how you say it too.
Yeah, like context.
Yeah, like it's like… It's always there. Like especially like it's expressive, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, I became more Korean that way.
Definitely helps.
Like I could…
Having also, a Korean significant other.
Oh
too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh yeah, because my brother spoke no Korean at all.
Until all of a sudden
he met a Korean girlfriend. And then he started kakaing me in Korean. Wow. And I was like, what did you learn to write in Korean? And he was like, my girlfriend. I was like, wow, that's the best way to learn.
Yeah, because like I could like speak a little bit. Mm-hmm. But I couldn't write at all. But then after my first… girlfriend in Korea, mm-hmm. I'm like trying to text with them, you know?
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk to them. I'm like trying to text and like I'm just getting everything wrong.
Yeah.
But like they would always like fix it. That's how you spell. Okay. And then I would like remember that. And then I would like…
Yeah.
And my spelling got a lot better because of that.
Yeah. I mean to answer the question, I mean not only for language but anything in general that you want to try learning for the first time. The biggest thing I think is… you have to have interest in it. Some type of interest.
For sure.
Yeah. If you don't have interest in it, it's just going to be boring to you.
Yeah.
I can relate to this user because especially when it comes to art or anything art related, mm-hmm. I have no artistic skills whatsoever. But I do kind of need it because I need to create graphics for my YouTube videos sometimes or even create thumbnails. But I just suck. So I start it and I'll be like… Oh my God, there's no hope. And I'll give up on it for a while.
Okay.
And I'll try to look for inspiration like on Pinterest or like YouTube or Instagram. And then I'll try to go back to it. But it's always like a battle. Because I have to do this. But I suck. Like, am I going to get better? I don't think so. But I have to keep on trying. But after like drafts, I finally do end up with something that I'm like, okay, this will be okay. But I'm never like 100% satisfied.
The fact that you keep trying is because you like to do it, right? Or is it necessary? Is it because it's necessary?
Yeah, I think it's because it's necessary.
More of that than like you really like it. You know,
I think
that compared to like a boring thumbnail, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
you want something
which one would you click on?
Yeah, bro, clickbait. You gotta…
And my thumbnail right now, they're not even that impressive. I just take a screenshot and write something over it. But I see all these, you know, YouTubers who have really creative, pretty like thumbnails.
Rainbow backgrounds.
Dang.
You know those thumbnails that are like all colors? Like a bunch of colors in the thumbnail? No?
Shoot, no. I haven't seen nothing like that.
Their faces are like super like expressive. You don't see those?
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, most of the viral videos are like that.
I know what you're talking about.
Like, the thumbnails are weird now.
I know. Things are getting weird. We're getting a little off topic, but the world is getting weird. Anyways.
My bad.
Okay, one option is to do what she does. Like, try, take a little break, find some inspiration. Go back to it. No, all right, take a little break again.
Yeah.
Get back to it.
Mm-hmm.
For like a language, you know, you just gotta repeat for a language.
I think.
You just gotta keep repeating. You gotta keep using it.
So you can never be good from the first time.
Even
with dancing, like you weren't good at dancing from the beginning, were you?
Yo, I recently watched my high school dance videos.
Oh my God, me too.
I just watched it yesterday.
I was so stiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, why did I choreograph it like that?
So practice makes perfect. Of course, you're not going to be good from your first try.
Yeah. From the get-go. All right.
Okay, so unfortunately, that's all the time we have for mail time today. But hang in there, Airly MF. You can do it. We have to say goodbye now. Make sure to stay updated on our show through our Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. And full episodes will be on youtube.com/divepods.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, please subscribe to and review this podcast. And thank you for joining us. Thank you, Junie, for joining
us. Thank you.
All right. And we'll see you in the next episode. Bye.
Wait. Real quick, before we finish this episode…
Bonsings.
If you guys haven't copped the Bonsings tea, it's run by one of my best friends, Drew. It's for a good cause. It's dope. It's nice. Cop it. It's
Oh, then this
is
too.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know how to pronounce it, but I think that's how you pronounce it. Yeah.
Dude. Matthew is the best supporter.
N-I-E-E-H.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Okay, bye guys.
All right, peace.
Hey, did you like this video? If so, click the subscribe button.
And make sure to turn on your notifications so you don't miss a single video.
And listen to the entire audio episode on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Bye!
With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in business into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.